The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yes, welcome in this evening to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where we always deliver the biggest and best in sports on Friday nights between 8 and 10 Eastern Time. And, of course, all of our guests joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. We do indeed have another outstanding lineup straight ahead as we get you ready for Super Bowl 49. We're also going to take some time to talk some college basketball. But right now, we're packing our bags. We're heading out to Salt Lake City to visit with Utah Jazz television play-by-play announcer Craig Bowler-Jack, who is joining us on the Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. He's going to provide some news and notes on his Jazz. Good evening, Craig. It's so nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Well, Lisa, thanks so much. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. You know, there's been so much attention in the Western Conference on this sustained winning and dominance of Golden State, but we wanted to give the Jazz a little bit of love and some attention and hit on some of the other teams. And, I think back a year ago, I mean, the Jazz really struggled mightily, a 25-57 record. But since then, a lot of positive change has taken place. You have a new head coach in Quinn Snyder, and here we are. We're at the midpoint of the season. Are you seeing some tangible results and signs of progress?
You know, I do. I really think the win-loss record may not prove that out, Alyssa, but, you know, Quinn Snyder was hired basically to be a teacher and to implement a defensive mindset with his Jazz franchise. And I think little by little that's coming into play. I think it's going to be a process. You know, he has connections with San Antonio Popovich. He was the D-League head coach for the Toros, now the Spurs. And he's learned a lot from Pops. Obviously, he was a Duke point guard under Mike Krzyzewski, so he's been well-trained through his tenure as a coach, also at Missouri, before he had some issues and the program slipped away, and he went back and reset himself. And he's an interesting guy. He's a passionate individual, Alyssa, and I think he's the right guy for the challenge. To win, especially in the Western Conference, it's about defense, and that's what the Spurs have dictated for so many years, and that's what Quinn Snyder's trying to implement here. So it's a process. I appreciate the fact that, you know, you guys are looking past, you know, the Golden States and the Portland Trail Blazers and what they do, and the Jazz are trying to become those type of teams, especially like San Antonio. They want to have that ability to play defense first, and then hopefully allow that to be open up their offensive skill set.
Jazz television play-by-play announcer Craig Bowler-Jack is joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And as we kind of reflect back over Quinn Snyder's career, he started in the NBA over 20 years ago with the Clippers. And as you said, I mean, he's had an opportunity to work with some of the best guys in the business, but this is his first NBA head coaching job and opportunity, obviously, with the Jazz. What was that number one objective when he came on board? You were talking about defense.
Yeah, defense, and I think he wants to teach. And I tell you, I think it's maybe a lost art, Alyssa, in the NBA. And why I say that is there's a lot of players who now make the jump after 1 year. And, you know, back in the day, you know, 4 years and out, maybe three and out. And now you see if you play 1 year, it's basically a one and done type of situation in most situations in college basketball. And I think a lot of times players do come into this league unprepared for the NBA. You're 19. Dante Exum, who the Jazz drafted fifth overall last summer, actually was 18 when the Jazz took him back in June. And I kind of think to myself, what was I doing when I was 18? Alyssa, I don't know if you want to mention what you were doing, but let's be honest. You know, a lot of times you're just not prepared to be a professional working with grown men day in, day out. So I think where the league's going, and I think where Quinn will come into play and a big factor here, is a lot of 19-year-olds, a lot of 20-year-olds who really have a skill set of individual mentality. He's trying to put them and form them into a team concept, which, again, I think we've kind of lost in this league. There's a lot of great individual play, but at the same time, I think you'll see the great champions play within a team concept, and that's what Quinn Snyder was hired to do, was to make sure you bring, you know, great skill set players, but make them into a team. And I think teams have been lost in many ways in professional sports. So the Jazz have an idea of maybe turning that back to the old Jerry Sloan way, the old-fashioned way. We'll see if it works.
Well, he certainly was a man, a coach ahead of his time, and an offensive innovator, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Pick and roll. He had Stockton and Malone, by the way, and that did help.
Oh, I certainly miss those days. Okay, so in order to have these dynamic changes that you're talking about, defense, teaching, I mean, it really is important for Jazz fans to be patient, because player development is critical, and it is truly a systematic process.
It is. It is. And, Alyssa, there are nights the Jazz look like they understand that. There's nights recently the Jazz have been basically, you know, slapped in the face by very good teams. We have seen Oklahoma City over the past week. We've seen Houston. We have seen Golden State and Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, and I think they understand the next level that it takes in this league to become a champion, or at least to compete in the Western Conference, which I think you'll agree is a chore in itself. I mean, there's some just incredible basketball teams and coaches in the West. Not to try to take anything away from the East, but it's just a higher tempo, just a different style of play
right.
The Jazz are up against in the Western Conference. But I think little by little, there's a few names that are making progress. I think Derek Favors is one of those. I think Rudy Gobert, if you don't know much about Rudy, those listening, Rudy Gobert, I think, is going to be a player that that not only Jazz fans know, but NBA fans will recognize here in the next year or two. He's 7-1. He's out of France. He's in his second year. He's closing in on 100 block shots. He's a great rim protector, and all of a sudden he's become the focal point, Alyssa, of this Jazz defense. And I think he's going to probably more or less demand more playing time, maybe even starter minutes as this process continues in Utah.
What about the development of Cantor, 6'11" center, and this is his fourth NBA season. He's a terrific product out of Kentucky.
He is, and I'm glad you brought him up, because this is kind of the quandary right now. Gobert is the defender, and Cantor has the offensive skill set. He was well taught by former Jazz man Big Al Jefferson, now with Charlotte, and he's got great foot speed. He's got the up and under move, and he's actually taking his game outside as well. So they're trying to find or formulate a plan that both these players can be satisfied with minutes, and also can they coexist on the floor at the same time, along with Derek Favors, who's come miles and since the Jazz picked him up in the Deron Williams trade a few years ago. So, you know, it's an ongoing process, as you mentioned. I think right now this year is being used to evaluate and decide what the next step will be, how to fit those pieces into place in the Quinn Snyder system. It's interesting. It's frustrating. But down the road, you hope that, you know, good things, great things can come about.
We are visiting with Craig Bowlerjack, the Jazz television play-by-play announcer. But right now, we're up against the clock. We're going to step aside and be rejoined with Craig Bowlerjack right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Going one-on-one with Craig Bowlerjack, Jazz's television play-by-play announcer, does an outstanding job. He's joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. We've talked about Favors, we've talked about Cantor, but we can't overlook Gordon Hayward. Talk to me about him, because, you know, the Jazz overall, they really do have a young squad, but Hayward is an established veteran. How has he embraced the coaching changes and the philosophy that has been put into place? Because there really has been a change in culture.
It has. It has. I think Hayward last year, knowing that Ty Corbin was in that lame duck situation as a head coach, probably was not really, didn't buy in to what Ty was trying to sell, and that was just, you know, let's stay as a team, let's just work through this and see how it works out. Gordon's a competitor in a quiet way, Alyssa. He's not the rah-rah type of guy. Once in a while, you'll see that emotion come from him, but he was also in a contract year, and then the Charlotte, you know, Hornets decided to max him out, and the Jazz matched. So there's a lot of pressure in the off season when he came back into camp to prove his worth. He's more than done that. I think, you know, he's a 19-point guy tonight. He's a good assist man. He's a good rebounder. And I think what's lost in all this is how good of a defender he actually is. He's very good recovery, getting back down in transition defense. And I think Quinn, this fits, my point is, he fits the Quinn Snyder method. And that's probably going to make him a happy guy down the road. When the winning starts to happen, I think he'll even become more of a factor offensively, because he has a good jump shot and he's getting stronger as he's getting older, and he's been able to now, I think, to kind of find more confidence in dribble drive penetration and taking on players. He tweeted after the November win against the Cavaliers that he felt stronger, and that's one reason why he was able to beat LeBron off the dribble once in a while. It may be a little braggadocious, maybe a little early, but when you're young, you tweet things, and I think LeBron took notice of that. But, you know, again, you have to have a guy with a little panache once in a while, and I don't mind that. I mean, I think that's part of the growing process.
Well, Gordon Hayward, no doubt about it, he's a real energizer out on the floor. But I got to ask you, when you're going through adversity and all these difficult stretches, when the guys step out on the floor and on the court, do they enter games expecting to win?
I believe they are, yes. You know, I, as a broadcaster, I take on that same mentality as tonight's the night. Tonight we're going to have a magical moment, and we've had several of those during the course of the year. An Oklahoma City win, a Cavaliers win. You spoke of Hayward. He knocked down the winner back in Salt Lake City against the Cavs first time around. And so there have been moments, signature wins for this Jazz franchise. And so I think there still is a belief. They've made little mini three-win winning streaks, and then they'll drop and lose 3 to 5 in a row and then jump back. So they fight hard. They play hard for Quinn Snyder. And I really do believe each and every night this team, because of their youth, they are together in the locker room, and they do believe they have a mission to complete. And if as long as they stay positive, then I think good things will happen.
You're listening to the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We're going one-on-one with Craig Bowlerjack, the Jazz television play-by-play announcer. And as we talk about the Jazz, where they are at this point, I mean, they really have, Craig, I mean, you nailed it. They have had some signature wins. Phoenix, the Cavs, Oklahoma City, San Antonio. I know those teams at times, you know, where they're missing their key players, but I just want to step back. I mean, how would you describe Quinn Snyder's system? I mean, are there some similarities perhaps even with a Hall of Fame coach like a Jerry Sloan?
Jerry was a guy that pushed everything, to the baseline. He didn't really, believe that much in defending the three. You know, that's old-fashioned basketball in his mind. That was the old-fashioned way. Now the league has changed so much, Alyssa, as you know, with outside three-point shooting, and what I see in shoot-around and practices, he wants everyone on this team to defend the perimeter and work as one. And when things actually go as according to plan, you'll see like a swinging fence. They just flow with one another, and with Gobert on the floor at 7'1 and his incredible wingspan, I think there's a mindset then that he has their back. And it's proven out many times that's occurred. And I think those games you mentioned, those signature wins, Gobert has played a big factor defensively in that. But it's a complex system. It really is. The process is still underway. He's still implementing different plans. And it's probably one of the most complex systems I've seen. But it's kind of the new wave of what the NBA has become. And he's a new young coach in this league, and he wants to put his fingerprint on it. Also, though, your concern is that can the young guys absorb it and how much? I think that's where he's trying to balance right now, is how much this team understands it at a young age and how much he has to back off when they don't really get it. And so an overload can hurt, but also he wants to make sure and challenge these guys night in, night out. I hate to keep saying this, it's a process, but truly it is. And it's kind of like when you watch it, you're growing with it, you understand it. And it's an interesting situation right now here in Utah.
Okay, a point of emphasis from the perimeter defensively, but what are you seeing transpire inside the paint? I mean, because you do have some big fellas.
I like the front line. Booker's been a great pickup, by the way. You haven't mentioned Trevor out of Clemson, played with Washington, and I thought it was a great pickup by Dennis Lindsay in the offseason. He brings a little bit of an edge, which I think is big. Favors has come on as a rebounder and a shot blocker as well. He has 60 on the season, and as I mentioned, Gobert is flirting with 100, just had nearly halfway, past now the halfway mark. But I think the front line is solid, and a canter. It gives Quinn Snyder a lot of different looks. And one thing, too, I think he's very good at adapting to lineups. And what I mean by that is, you know, a lot of coaches get set in minutes, and, you know, well, we're going to have to just work our way through a bad matchup. I think Snyder does a nice job in altering the lineups and trying to match up with the guys that we go up against night in, night out. And so really right now you're looking at a pretty even numbers between the Bookers, the Favors, the Canners, and the Goberts and how many minutes are played per night, because he needs those guys in different situations.
Well, head coach Quinn Snyder, how many times do we hear him talking about playing with more force? I mean, that really has been a catchphrase for him. You've got to match your opponent's physical play and that physicality.
Yes, and his favorite line is, give me juice. All right? Give me juice. And juice, basically, as you just said, is give me some energy. Give me the force. Give me the will.
Can't be soft.
And you cannot be soft in this league. And I think the Jazz, being young, have to learn that. They have to get bounced around a few times and to make the decision, are we going to compete or are we going to lay down? And I think, again, he's looking for those type of players. They're going to come in with juice, with force, with energy, with passion, and it's an ongoing process again.
Okay, Jazz television play-by-play announcer, we're quickly running out of time, is Craig Bowlerjack. He's joining us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Okay, let's zero around quickly the Western Conference. We know how brutal it is. Just your thoughts on how it's shaping up, because the All-Star break, it'll be here soon.
It will be here soon, and we've had a chance to see everyone, and Golden State wows me, I have to be honest. I would put Steph Curry as my front runner over Harden at this time as the MVP. That backcourt is just incredible. The Blazers, Wesley Matthews, who was a former Jazz man, and Damian Lillard, who played just up the road from Salt Lake at Weber State, dynamite with the Blazers. Memphis is solid. Dallas making a late run with Nowitzki. I'm looking at Houston and Harden and Dwight Howard. I like him. I don't like him. I'm just kind of in a middle ground right now with the Rockets. They play a lot of minutes up front with their starting five. The Clippers are kind of quietly just hanging around at six. San Antonio and Popovich, I can't count them out, Alyssa, because again, they've been there. They know how to win. They know how to pace themselves. And the Phoenix Suns, led by Jeff Hornacek, former Jazz great.
That's right.
He's done some remarkable things with probably a lesser roster than people may realize, but that's what good coaching will do. And then again, Oklahoma City, I would not count them out after the horrific start. If they can stay healthy, I would not want to play them as a 7 or 8 seed if I'm Golden State or Portland right now. They're a dynamite club, and when they're on and they're healthy, watch out.
You've been listening to the voice of Craig Bowlerjack, the Jazz television play-by-play announcer, joining us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Safe travels, and I'll be out to Utah again sometime soon. I love Moab, Utah, one of the best places to vacation, Craig.
Absolutely. Look us up, and thanks for the time. Great talking with you.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR. Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, always giving you the very best that we've got. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, delivering some of the biggest and best in sports right here from the Quicken Loan Studios in Houston, Texas. And tonight, you are in for a real treat as we have secured a couple of very special guests that we're going to be going around the horn with. That is 5-time All-Star and Angels outfielder Josh Hamilton and former All-Star pitcher Eddie Gordado, who is here to share about the 4th annual Stars and Strikes Celebrity Bowling Tournament to help raise funds to help children with autism. And it is in conjunction with the Eddie Gordado Foundation. Good evening, guys. It's nice to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having us.
Okay, so a number of discussion points that we want to get into. And, Eddie, I'm going to open up with you. An event that has a star-studded lineup, a lot of celebrities that will be participating. And this is a tremendous opportunity to raise funds to help children with autism. Share a little bit about, in terms of the background and the inspiration behind this event.
Oh, absolutely. And, first of all, I want to thank you for having us.
You bet.
And, it's a foundation that... That's true to my heart because I live with it every day with my daughter, Ava. She was diagnosed with autism at 2 years old, and now she's 9. And me and my wife decided to do something to everything happens for a reason, I believe. And obviously nobody wants a disabled child or anybody that wants to go through what we're going through or what other families are going through. But it is what it is, and we deal with it. And so... I've been blessed to play the game of baseball, and we decided to, start this bowling event, Stars and Strikes, to raise money for families that can't afford therapy for their child. And that's what we're doing here, and it's time to give back, and that's what we're doing. So it'll be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, Eddie, I will share to both of you that this really hits home for me. I mean, I have a nephew that is autistic and has special needs. And the one thing that I will share with all of our listeners across the country is that just the financial burden on a family, it is so intense. It's so severe. And it's just really remarkable how just even the celebrity bowling tournament, it's going to create awareness. It's going to raise funds. But most importantly, it's going to create awareness of what these families do go through.
Oh, absolutely, and that's what we started this thing for, and because we know firsthand, as well as you know, is that not everybody can go and get the best doctors or whatever might necessary they need that day, or you know, because it costs money, it costs lots of money, and it's not cheap, and. You know, I've been fortunate to play in the big leagues for a long time, and I've been able to take care of my daughter the best way I can. And, you know, we were sitting there, me and Lisa, thinking about, you know, how do other people do it, you know, that are one, you know, one-parent household, you know, where the mom's working every day just trying to get by, and then they got a disability daughter with autism, which is hard itself, you know. And then top it all, you got to go and find a doctor that can, you know, treat her or treat him, and that costs money. So, you know, that's where we started, and that's what we do. You know, I have to say, with our foundation, is that every cent goes to a family that needs it. Every cent that we make Sunday, January 25th, is that all the money goes to a family that needs it. So that's what we're about.
And to share with all of our listeners, Stars and Strikes, you guys raised over $140,000 last year.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good, right?
Well, and it is amazing. I mean, you were just talking about, I mean, the average annual cost for a family to raise a child with autism is $60,000. I mean, and just the numbers are staggering. I mean, an estimated lifetime cost to care for an individual with autism is $2.4 million. And I want to bring in Josh Hamilton now. I know, Josh, is this your first time to participate in this event?
It is my first time. Fortunately, I'm actually in California this off season, so made it a little easier to get over there and help Eddie out and be a part of this.
And it's probably pretty nice, too, to have an opportunity to reconnect with some perhaps former teammates or just some old friends, too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it's going to be a fun night. You know, we're going to socialize with each other and, you know, fans and people come out to support the foundation, so... but anytime I can help Eddie out, you know, Eddie was instrumental when I was a rookie in Cincinnati, you know, somebody I could talk to, somebody, as a veteran player, a leader, somebody I listened to. And, when he spoke, you know, took it to heart and, you know, he's got a big heart. Everybody in baseball knows that. And, people are finding out off the field, as well.
Both of you guys are amazing athletes. Got to ask you, Josh, what kind of bowler are you?
You know what?
Come on.
I probably could be good, but the fact that I have a wife and four daughters,
Wow.
that they throw out at me, you know, I can't get too competitive with them, or it becomes counterproductive, if you know what I mean.
Hey, we are talking about the fourth annual Stars and Strikes Celebrity Bowling Tournament right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Two very special guests joining us. Of course, Eddie Guardado is with us, and the great Angels outfielder, Josh Hamilton. Who are, Eddie, who are some of the other confirmed celebrities that will be joining this event?
Well, sure, we got a few, and just, you know, we try to get mostly guys from around here that are playing with the Angels and Dodgers, and got some current players. We got, like, you know, a lot of retired players, like Chuck Finley, that was an Angel player, pretty good. Troy Percival, Adam Kennedy, Garrett Anderson, Nick Puntos, we got Adam Malhuis, Torrey Hunter, you know, name a few there, and all guys that I played against or get or with at one time in my career. That you know, obviously Josh, you know, guys that I truly hold as friends and good people. So it's going to be a fun night.
Hey, you rattle off some of the guys, but also Misty May Traynor is going to be there too. Traynor.
Oh yeah. So we got a lot of lists from. It's a long list, and it's you know, they're all there for a good cause, and that's what's most important.
Eddie, direct all of our listeners across the country where they can go. Perhaps, you know, they want to participate. They want to be a part of this. They want to contribute. Where would they need to go in terms of it with a website?
Oh, you go to the EddieGuardadoFoundation.org, and everything that you need is on that site. And the more the merrier, you know, and the more money we raise, the more families we can help directly, so, which is a pretty good feeling itself.
Yeah, both you guys are goal-oriented guys. Is there a certain figure? I mean, I said in the open, you guys raised, what, $140,000 last year. What's the goal for this year?
You know, obviously we want to raise, hopefully we get above that. You know, each and every year you get above that. You're doing something.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? If some of the guys, if we're out there good, have a good time, I think everything else would take care of itself.
Well, it's going to be an awesome event and a family event. I'm going to assume, Josh, you were talking about you're prolific. You got four daughters. Are your daughter and your wife, are they all going to be out there supporting you guys?
I think at least maybe my two older daughters and my wife.
Yeah.
You know, my older daughter, she's 14 now, so I got to keep her away from Eddie's older son.
Oh, my gosh.
Eddie's telling Nico she's coming.
Josh Hamilton, Angels outfielder, and Eddie Guardado is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And, Josh, we've got you on the line. Let's transition right now. Talk to me about the Angels. They are poised to be as good as ever in 2015. How deep is this team, and what needs to be different so that you guys can make it all the way?
Yeah, you know, I think last year, you know, we caught Kansas City. They played that play-in game against Oakland, and, you know, it was back and forth, and when you win a game like that, you know, you talk about some positive momentum going to the next series, and, you know, you hate as a player having days off before playoffs, you know, because you want to go in there feeling good and, you know, have timing and pitchers locked in and everything, so we caught them at a bad time, and they did a great job. Had a great team, but, you know, we have a great team, too. And, you know, you hate losing the Howie Kendrick, you know, this year. You know, Jeffson, you know, guys that are, you know, were part of the core of the team. But what it sounds like, we filled them with guys who are, you know, have as much talent as they did, you know, to fill spots. So it's going to be fun, you know, if I can get back to form. This next year, it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're excited about it. You know, obviously Mike and, you know, Calhoun and Cal Gill and, you know, just Albert and all those guys. I mean, just good core group of guys. So I'm excited about it and ready to roll.
We got a couple All-Stars with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You were just listening to the voice of five-time All-Star Angels outfielder Josh Hamilton, and the great Eddie Guardado is with us. And, you know, you were talking about feeling good. How is your health? I mean, how do you feel right now?
So good. I mean, you know, last season was rough. I mean, had some AC joint problems, and, you know, but at the same time, you know, you do what you can. You know, take medication, you do rehab, you do all that stuff to get back as quick as possible. And, you know, so I finally started feeling good my last two at-bats of the postseason. Reflects, but hopefully that carries over this year. And physically feel good and mentally feel even better later on.
So, Josh, this is your third year with Mike Socia in Anaheim. Mike is the longest tenured manager in MLB. Why has he had so much staying power within this organization? What makes him so great?
You know, I think he just has his directives and order, and, like, you know, he's an old school manager, so, you know, he wants you to work, he wants you to, you know, don't mess around, you know, he wants you to be the best you can be and prepare mentally. I think that's the biggest thing for him is each player preparing mentally before each game. And, you know, he's going to be there, he's going to support you, and, you know, you can talk to him. And but when he gets about 15, 20, 30 minutes before the game, he's locked in just like we are, you know, that old catcher mentality. So we try to loosen him up as much as we can. And it's hard sometimes, you know, because he's serious and he's serious about what he does. But we also try to have as much fun as possible. So he's been a, you know, he's a great guy. He's a good manager. And, you know, the reason he's been around for so long and, you know, one manager of the years.
Only have time for one more question. Let me rattle off some names. Albert Pujols, Mike Trout, of course yourself, Josh Hamilton. This truly could be, evaluating this, the best middle of the order in all of baseball. Would you agree?
Well, I agree. I mean, but, you know, the Angels fans, unfortunately, they've only seen it against them in the past. They haven't seen it for them yet. So, you know, those two guys can come in and get stuff done. So for me to step up and just be myself, but most importantly, have fun. No matter what the situation, it can be pretty cool.
Do you see a little bit of yourself in Mike Trout? And what kind of advice are you giving him as he continues to evolve as a player and blossom?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, you know, he's got the talent and the ability, no doubt in that. But, you know, he's a young guy, and just kind of like Eddie did to me, you know, stay humble.
Oh, yeah.
You know, appreciate the fans, you know, give back as much as possible. And, you know, everything else kind of fall into place. And he's the kind of kid and guy that'll do that and has done it.
We've been talking to a couple of All-Stars. Josh Hamilton, five-time All-Star with the Angels, outfielder, and Eddie Guardado, the great Eddie Guardado. And of course, direct all of you guys to go to the 4th Annual Stars and Strikes Celebrity Bowling Tournament. And you can go to his website, eddieguardadofoundation.org. Gentlemen, thank you so much and good luck.
All right, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR. Yes, welcome back to Houston, Texas, and YSR, as we are inside the Quicken Loans studios. It is time now to hit the hardwood. We're going to talk some college hoops and plenty of spicy storylines that we are keeping a close watch on. Kentucky has shown that it can be vulnerable. They've got some weaknesses after surviving two overtime games to stay unbeaten against mediocre teams. So it is no time in the season right now, especially in conference play, to get complacent. Things are definitely heating up. It's a pleasure to have back with us. He did such a great job a few weeks ago. We had to open that invitation and get him back on the show. That's Lee Klein, a contributor with Slam Magazine. He also is the owner and operates the prestigious five-star basketball camps. It is truly awesome. Good evening, Lee. It's nice to have you with us.
Well, it's great to be back. And when you talk about the Wildcats in Kentucky and back to the platoon system and doing just fine. And I think a big credit goes down to the emergence, if you will, of Devin Booker, who's really been valuable as an additional, if you will, gun off the bench. And then Karl Anthony Towns, which has kind of tantalized all season, you're starting to see him put it together and continue to put himself in that position as a top three pick in this June's draft.
Hey, Lee Klein with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I got to mention, he is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. So when we look at the body of work of what Kentucky has been able to do, obviously they totally dominated in the non-conference play. What are some of those perhaps discernible areas that they have got to continue to clean up?
Well, with Kentucky, it's always really been for them. They look great when they're hitting their outside shots. But they're not a great three-point shooting team, even though they got four guys that, if you ask them, they feel confident with shooting the three. 34%, 140th in the country. When they're hitting threes, that opens up the defense. It forces the defense to stretch out and allows them to pound the glass with their big bodies inside. And then you've got the slashing ability of Andrew Harrison, kind of the third dynamic as far as that middle game. And Lyles are able to provide a little bit of a middle game. But it comes down to the ability to stretch the defense and hit three-point shots. If they don't do that, teams pack it in, and now all of a sudden the half-court offense looks shaky at best.
I was going to say, they just pack the paint. I mean, they struggle, obviously, against the zone, and so you can't have a bad shooting night, no doubt about that. Hey, Lee Klein is joining us tonight, the contributor with Slam Magazine. He is the owner and operates the prestigious five-star basketball camps. He's joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, and is on the Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. So my question to you is, talk to me, Lee. Can anyone challenge Kentucky? I mean, Duke, Wisconsin, Arizona losing again. Can anyone challenge the Cats?
Well, right now, the team that's playing the best in the country, maybe even when you talk about Kentucky in the same conversation as the Virginia Cavaliers and what Tony Bennett has done there, that's a team that's top five, both offense and defensive efficiency. And they lost. They were looking to take a big step back, is what we thought in the media, with Joe Harris graduating, Akil Mitchell. But they have not missed a beat. And big reason, Justin Anderson, who was once considered an elite high school prospect, has now elevated his game into the watch list for the Naismith Player of the Year, and really is performing at a high, high level, shooting the three-point shot at over 55%. And when you consider the Cavaliers and their guard play, Malcolm Brogdon, and what they have inside, they are probably the biggest contender right now to Kentucky for the national title.
Is there a team outside the Power Five conferences that perhaps we should be paying attention to and that, you know, could make one of those runs in March?
Well, to me, that team's Gonzaga. Offensively, they've got all the ingredients and starts with great guard plays. Bellampangos, these guys, it seems like they've been there for 10 years, and their terrific backcourt is complemented by Kyle Wiltshire, if you remember, the former Kentucky Wildcat that transferred there.
Oh, yeah.
Gives them a scoring wing, and they got a legitimate post game, both with Karnowski, the 7-footer, and the young gun, Domantas Sabonis, the son of the great, great Russian player.
Oh, yeah.
And so Gonzaga is a legitimate team. They could end up undefeated the rest of the way going into the tournament. And Villanova is probably the other team that they played great. They know their roles, and they as well. They got a legitimate center, Nochefu, good guard play, and guys that understand they get it. They just get and play to their limitations.
The contributor with Slam Magazine, Lee Klein, joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We absolutely love hearing from you. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. Here in just a moment, we're going to talk about his prestigious five-star basketball camps. But, you know, it's been a bit of an epidemic, some of this low scoring in college basketball. I mean, why does it seem like teams are struggling to score the ball?
Boy, and it's really suffered. Scoring has suffered. I know it doesn't get talked about a lot, but last Wednesday, I want to say 26 Power Conference teams playing, 16 didn't reach the 60-point mark. So it's definitely there. You've got the length of today's athlete and how, if you will, the court has seemingly shrunk. You can't beat the tape. So the scouting and technology, as you see guys like Tyus Jones struggling as teams now figure out how to play them. And then there's this, if you will, an overcoaching, an ability where, you know, it's like, coaches want to play chess each possession and wait to try and then put a late ball screen. And a lot of that late clock situation ends up being contested. And it ends up really, if you will, hampering down the flow of the game. And that seems to be what we have going on right now.
Okay, let's transition now as we get ready to wrap up our interview. Talk to us, Lee, about your five-star camps. I mean, what makes your instructional camps different than some of the other ones across the country?
Well, the whole thing about five-star, you know, since 1966, it's been the place where the teaching never stops. And it's about what can we do in getting kids' games to the next level. And it's so great, you know, they just came out with the top 25 players, if you will, the mid-season All-Americans. And you look on there and you see guys like D'Angelo Harrison and Juwan Staten, guys that were five-star campers just a few years ago trying to figure it all out. And they went, you know, they went to camp. They were maybe inspired. You taught them a couple of things. And most importantly, they put the work in afterwards.
Contributor with Slam Magazine, the owner and operates also the prestigious five-star basketball camp. That's what he was just highlighting. And that, of course, is Lee Klein. This interview has been brought to you by Progressive, comparing rates to help you save. Now that is Progressive. And Lee, we look forward to catching up with you next week. Thanks.
My pleasure.
Enjoy the games. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR. Stay close.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.